Welcome to the Armour Men's Health Show with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Armour Men's Health Show. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host, board-certified urologist, and founder of NAU Urology Specialists. That is the urology group that has been in place since 2007.
You forgot all around good guy.
We're big time now, though, Donna.
Why?
I mean, we're all over Central Texas. Donna, how do people get a hold of us and how do people make appointments?
You can visit our website, armormenshealth.com, and you can call us during the week at 512-238-0762. I'll even answer your call if you ask for me. And we have free t-shirts just for you all. We're in Round Rock, North Austin, South Austin, and Dripping Springs, Texas.
So we are a urology group, and this show talks about urologic issues.
And your penises.
And your penises. And we love guests. And Dr. David Dellinger with Elysian Plastic Surgery is here today joining us again. David, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So when I was a resident, I was fascinated by plastic surgery.
You were?
Yes. I loved it so much. I think I invented a procedure, in fact, that somebody else stole. It's the Monzoplasty. I felt like the lower part of the abdomen was going to be the new frontier in women's plastic surgery.
The FUPA.
The FUPA.
The famous FUPA.
And I think I was right.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, my career took a different turn. And what I love about plastic surgery is that in your training, there's almost no part of your body that is off limits. You operate inside the skull, inside the chest, inside the abdomen, all over the body. Tell us about what your training is like as a plastic surgeon.
It's really very comprehensive. I'm on one of the surgery boards that reviews plastic surgery programs. And if you just look at the scope of cases that people do and the numbers of cases they do, they get very intense training on pretty much every area, whether it's, you know, from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet and everything in between. I think that you get exposure because you do. You rotate and you work with urologists and you work with chest surgeons and you work with neurosurgeons. And we interface, you and I interface a lot with various cases.
I'm not sure there's a bigger disconnect between how the medical profession and the general population views a certain subspecialty than plastic surgery, because the general population is going to be thinking of the cosmetic aspect of a plastic surgeon. Whereas those of us that are actual surgeons, we think of you guys as reconstruction specialists. So when the body it just has to be completely, you know, deconstructed, you come in and help us reconstruct it.
Yeah, we're just there if, you know, we can do something to help out. Unfortunately, you know, some diseases and some injuries, you know, result in loss of tissue and you need the ability to cover things back up again, to get functional again. That's the whole idea, is to restore as much function as we can.
It's really, truly amazing. Now, you and I overlap in several different conditions, and a lot of them have to do with either the cosmetic appearance or the function of the penis and the genitalia. So I really want to start with one of my favorite topics, which is the buried penis.
We can never say that, Dr. Dellinger.
Buried.
Buried? Buried.
Buried.
One of those.
Buried. So we've come across a lot of patients in which the fat around the penis is big and the penis is short, or the skin is diseased and the penis essentially disappears into the body. Who are the men most at risk for having a buried penis?
Obviously, people who are overweight or people who have had some significant weight loss, in particular, patients that have diabetes, I'm sure you would agree, are much more likely to have this. They end up with scarring down there, and it's a condition that just continues to progress. Once everything kind of becomes entrapped in the surrounding tissues, it naturally kind of starts to scar down, and it just, even with weight loss, things just don't come back out again the way they were supposed to, and it's very distressing for a lot of patients.
It sure can be, because, you know, a man, you know, functionally likes to be able to stand up to urinate.
Correct.
And you have to have something to hold on to.
Yes.
Or else it just goes down in your pants. And I'm being very graphic here because those few listeners that are out there that are having this problem need to know that there's a place that you can go to fix this very odd problem.
And that's right. I mean, a lot of patients just assume this is the way I'm stuck. I'm never going to be able to do anything about this. There's no other options. You know, fortunately, we have the internet, which allows people to start searching, you know, for options. And that's how you and I end up working together on quite a few cases on patients that have the penis is kind of entrapped in the, you know, deeper tissues in the pubic area.
So you and I, you know, have done surgeries for this to kind of unleash the beast, as it were. So,
wow.
When we're trying to prepare somebody for a buried penis surgery, what kind of considerations do you look for in the patient, and how do you prepare them?
I mean, obviously, it's what expectations are. You know, if their expectations are unrealistic, I mean, again, as I mentioned earlier, the idea is to really restore function.
Function.
Yeah. If your expectations are reasonable, if your medical health is such that you can undergo a surgery, I mean, we usually like to have people go see their primary care doctor and get clearance to have an operation, make sure their heart and lungs and kidneys and everything are working properly. And, you know, then just tell them what the healing process is going to be like, because it does take a few weeks to heal up from a procedure like this. And we want to make sure that they're on board with everything.
And oftentimes we want them to lose weight, right? I mean, if you're big, fixing it is not going to last forever because you're just going to overwhelm our repair.
Correct. Yes. We definitely do what we can to restore whatever function we can. But if this doesn't mean that you're immune from gaining weight, and you can get the condition back. You need to take care of yourself.
So, you know, in the past, weight loss prior to surgery, you know, I think we considered it a little bit pie in the sky. You know, I mean, it's going to be hard to get that guy to lose weight. It's going to be hard to get that girl to lose weight. The orthopedic surgeons, they can force somebody to lose weight because they can just refuse to operate until they get their weight loss down. But now that we have medications that we can use to help our patients lose weight, I feel like this is much more medically manageable.
Oh, definitely. In the past, the only real option was either lose weight on your own the hard way or
get bariatric surgery.
Get bariatric surgery. But now we do have medical options with the various Ozempic type medications, semaglutide and Mounjaro and its counterparts that help people to lose weight. And we're seeing more and more people that have gone and lost a lot of weight using these medications. And now they go from having a fat issue to a skin issue. And
right.
So that's where we come in.
And I think that's for us in the medical profession, I think of these new medications as a game changer when it comes to getting people healthy prior to surgery. Now, when I see a guy that's 60 pounds overweight prior to his prostate, or now has a buried penis because of his huge, you know, Mons pubis, now I'm seeing, you know, a lot of improvements with the use of these medications. And I think that it's going to make our job in buried penis repairs much more satisfying.
Oh, we're already seeing more and more patients coming in that say, hey, I got on semaglutide and I lost, you know, 40, 50, 60 pounds, men or women. And now they say, now I've lost the weight and I feel great, but now I have all this loose skin, you know, in my abdomen or thighs or arms or whatever. And I would like to see what we can do to make that better.
So our goal in that buried penis surgery essentially is to be able to provide, you know, a penis that you can hold on to urinate and hopefully restore some sexual functioning. What are some of the tools that we'll use in the operating room to achieve this goal?
Obviously, we need to take some time and remove some of that excess skin, usually in the lower portion of the abdomen and then in the pubic area as well. And then we want to kind of pull that skin back down onto the to the structures underneath, so it allows the penis to kind of come back out again. And as you know, your job is really to come in and usually remove a lot of the scar tissue that's, you know, trapping everything. And then there are times when we do need to do some skin grafting where we take a little bit of skin and we use that to restore some of the shape and normal attributes to the shaft.
Now, a lot of times we think of these patients as just being overweight and kind of overwhelming their penis. But in fact, there can be skin conditions like balanitis, erotica obliterans, or lichen sclerosis that causes the skin to really scar down and your poor penis gets turtled all the way inside you.
Oh, yes. That's where you come in and you help free things up. And then we step in and help to restore the skin that you had to take out.
There's almost nothing more satisfying than digging in that hole and then pulling out an 8-inch wiener.
Oh, and a penis.
You know, yeah. Is that where I stored that one?
Yeah.
And so, you know, being able to refunctionalize somebody and give them back length when they thought that they were going to have to sit and pee forever is something that's very satisfying that we get to do.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt that, you know, patients are very pleased with these types of results. And even, you know, cases that you wouldn't think you'd be able to do anything, we can at least get some, you know, function back for them. They can live a more normal life.
You know, when people hear, and we've done this this buried penis discussion several times on this show, invariably somebody hears it, it really speaks to them, and they come in and see us as patients. And really, they are so grateful that we discuss this sensitive topic in such a public forum. And so I really think that we're doing a real service to our listeners.
Yeah, I totally agree. We definitely see a lot of people who, you know, have been sitting around thinking about this. They might have even talked to their partner or their spouse about it, and they hear us here and then do a little bit more research, and they're like, oh, maybe there is hope for me.
Well, how do people get a hold of us and make appointments with either Dr. Dellinger or myself? David, what is your website and phone number?
Our website is Elysian, E-L-Y-S-I-A-N, plasticsurgery.com, and our phone number is 512-229-1978.
And what's our information, Donna?
Our number is 512-238-0762, and you can visit our website, armormenshealth.com, and check out our podcasts wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, and welcome back to the Armor Men's Health Show. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host, board-certified urologist, and founder of NAU Urology Specialists, joined as always by my co-host, Donna Lee.
Hey, everybody. Listen to our podcasts wherever you listen to podcasts. And by the way, Dr. Dellinger, yours are some of the most downloaded that we have.
Are they really?
Mm-hmm.
So we once again have Dr. David Dellinger joining us. He's a plastic surgeon, and he and I work together on a number of cases. You may not even think that a urologist and a plastic surgeon would have so much fun in the operating room together.
Is that what we're calling it? Fun?
Fun in the operating room together. So in our last segment, we talked about the buried penis and the reconstruction that we do for people who have kind of a turtling or an internalization of their penis. They're not able to hold it when they're standing to urinate, and they may even have, you know, a complete absence of sexual functioning if they can't get their penis out. But another big thing that you and I work together on is penis enlargement surgery. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a little bit more of a fun topic when we talk about it. But, you know, whereas we've normalized breast augmentation and lip augmentation and butt augmentation and kind of the use of cosmetic surgery in women, the use of cosmetic surgery in men still kind of lags behind, but it makes up a big part of your practice, right?
These days, I would say that it probably accounts for almost half of our practice, male
aesthetics.
Stop it.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
What are some of the things that men usually seek out when they're looking for male aesthetic surgery?
Obviously, the number one thing that we get people looking for is girth enhancement or penis enlargement. That's
okay.
My most popular. And also, we were just talking about the FUPA, which is another area where guys are looking for different ways to decrease the amount of fat that they have in that area. You can definitely get more functional length just either with some weight loss or with a removal of some of that excess skin and fat. Maybe they're not quite the extent of the buried penis issue that we were talking about before. And then guys are also coming in for, you know, we do hair restoration is a big popular topic for us.
Are men doing Botox and facelifts and all that stuff that we used to think about in the past?
Not so much facelifts, because there are so many like non-surgical alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
But Botox, there's plenty of guys coming in for Botox and other types of, you know, laser facial treatments that we can offer. So yes, there's a lot of things. You know, gynecomastia is another thing.
Okay.
That guys come in with,
which is abnormal enlargement of breast tissue.
That's correct. Yes, and that's a nice, easy, satisfying surgery that many men say, like, look, I won't even, you know, cut the grass in my backyard with my shirt off because I'm so uncomfortable with how I look. And next thing you know, they can go hang out at the beach without their shirt on and feel much better, much more comfortable.
The wife's like, why are you moving to Venice Beach, honey? Because I can be shirtless all day.
Look at these guns. And so now a lot of the cases that you do are done right in your office. So let's say somebody was just embarrassed about the idea of having to go to a hospital or have something done kind of in public. Most of the stuff that you're talking about is done right in your office, right?
Yes. The vast majority of it is. You know, we have a surgical center that's certified through the state, and we offer the same safety and much more privacy than you're going to get going to a hospital or a public surgery center.
And I think that, you know, I think men may not have the comfort level talking about cosmetic issues, even with a doctor, like a woman would because of how normalized it becomes. But really understanding, if you're, you know, a listener out there, that these things are normal to talk about with a plastic surgeon, that if you're not happy with your breast tissue, if you're not happy with kind of how you're aging, that there are resources out there to help you feel and look better.
You're exactly right. As you mentioned more, many of these procedures for women are very mainstream, even breast implants even 20, 30 years ago.
I mean, women tell you that they got their breasts done.
Now, you used to sort of sneak into the office. Now they go to brunch and drink mimosas and talk about who did their breast surgery.
That's right. It's a very different kind of – I mean, I can't imagine me and my friends would sit around talking about who made my penis bigger.
Yeah, you're probably not going to –
But that's what you do at work. You hear about it all day.
We do hear about it all day.
Yeah, you're probably not going to sit around and watch football with your friends and talk about,
Look at this.
Look at this. Yeah. You won't believe what I brought home. So when it comes to penis augmentation surgery, once again, normalizing the discussion, I think, is important. I think that as a society, we feel like an overdependence or an overfocus on how your penis looks to you is something that we don't encourage because we consider it to be a vanity issue. So what are some options men have currently in the marketplace, not just those that you offer, that others offer as well, for making their penis, let's just say, bigger as a general term?
I mean, there basically are four options. One is that there's a type of silicone implant developed by a guy in California.
What is that called? The Penuma?
Yeah, Penuma.
So the Penuma is like a silicone implant installed underneath the skin.
Yes.
And the biggest Penuma guy in town stopped doing them.
He said, don't Google that procedure. He said it's frightening.
And there's a recent article in ProPublica that was also reproduced in Texas Monthly. It's called The Secret World of Penis Enlargement, and they focus on that procedure. And they don't exactly have really nice things to say about it. The complication rate is much more significant than other types of implant procedures
It's significantly different than putting a silicone implant in breast tissue.
Exactly, yes. Very different. You should see a 2% or less complication rate with breast implants, and their reported numbers are in the 20% range.
Wow.
The skin of the penis is very thin. Mm-hmm. And the penis itself has a hard time like handling the weight of a silicone implant. That's my impression when I see these things postoperatively. So besides the silicone implant, what are some other options?
There's fat grafting, which is similar to how women get Brazilian butt lifts, where you liposuction some fat, process it, and then re-inject it into the penis area.
On an aside, the Brazilian butt lift does what?
You do liposuction, usually on the abdomen. You process the fat, and then you put it into your butt.
You get a Cardi B butt.
There's no lift? It's just bigger?
It's just much bigger.
Oh.
Oh, I thought there was a lift involved, too. I guess
the Brazilian butt lift has a really good PR person. And so when you put that fat into the penis, you put it underneath the skin or deeper?
You put it pretty much just right underneath the skin.
And doesn't it get all lumpy? Like, it seems like it would get real lumpy.
The results, I mean, I would say of the 30, 40 patients we've seen that have had fat grafting previously, I would say 3 or 4 of them had, pretty reasonable results. But a lot of them are not very happy with the results. The texture and the feel, even when they have erections, is not very normal. The appearance is not very normal. So they really don't care for it that much.
And the fat goes away, right?
The fat will eventually – it's considered a semi-permanent.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So it will last quite a few years, but you will – and you will lose anywhere between 30% to 70% of the fat that's injected. It doesn't survive the transfer process. So there's always that issue you mentioned with lumpiness and scarring that can occur.
What's the third?
The third is temporary fillers like Juvederm or Voluma, the hyaluronic acid-based fillers.
You can use temporary fillers.
You can, but you're just kind of looking down, watching your money dissolve in front of you. We've seen people come from other places that spent, $8,000-$9,000 for 15 syringes that went away in 15 months. So that's kind of like watching your money dissolve in front of you.
Well, now she's married to me, so she's got to deal with whatever she's got now.
Stop.
And your fourth option, which is the one that you do mostly?
It's the one that we primarily do. It uses a different type of filler called a biostimulant, which instead of dissolving, it causes your body to produce some new tissue in the area. It does that by causing a mild inflammatory response. Inflammatory sounds bad, but... basically, if you cut yourself shaving or sustain any kind of little injury to your skin, that causes an inflammatory response that causes your body to come in and grow in new tissue and heal. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to stimulate the growth of your own body's tissue to achieve a permanent result.
So what can somebody expect as the process if they're coming in to get this biostimulant?
The reasons I like it, besides the permanence issue, it's easy to get done. There's no anesthesia other than a topical, you know, cream that we put on to numb everything up. You're only in the office for a couple of hours. You can drive yourself home. You can usually go to work the next day. You can work out within a few days.
And the girth enhancement, there's a significant improvement right away.
Oh, definitely. Usually 3/4 of an inch to an inch improvement in girth with one treatment, which if you do the math, it equates to somewhere between a 30 to 40% increase in volume overall.
So you do this procedure, takes a couple of hours, and you can have it done again if you needed to.
Yeah, most patients do come back. It's like how much money you have in the bank. You wouldn't mind having some more. So most patients do come back for a second treatment, probably 90%.
Does it alter sensation of the shaft of the skin when you're having sex?
It does not. No, it does not affect your function. It doesn't affect your sensation. It looks and feels normal.
And you would say that for the most part, the partners seem to be pretty pleased.
Yes, definitely. We've never had anybody come back and say it made my sex life worse.
Well, Dr. Dellinger, as always, an amazing conversation about plastic surgery and urology, how they overlap. I can't thank you enough for giving our listeners this great information. How do people make an appointment with you?
You can call our office at 512-229-1978 or go to our website, Elysian, ELYSIAN, plasticsurgery.com.
And if you are a patient or a listener out there that wants to go through a urologist, we work very closely with Dr. Dellinger. He is our go-to plastic surgeon. Donna, how do people get a hold of us?
You can call us at 512-238-0762 and visit our website, armormenshealth.com. And remember to listen to our podcasts wherever you check out free podcasts.
The Armor Men's Health Show is brought to you by NAU Urology Specialists. For questions or to schedule an appointment, please call 512-238-0762 or online at armormenshealth.com.